We take a look at what the oil markets are doing this holiday. From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Today's holiday is for remembering those who died while serving in the U.S. military. Many events scaled back to adhere to social distancing measures. Pandemic lockdowns are lifting across the country, and that's beginning to show up in the oil market. For more, I'm joined by Herman Wang, Senior Oil Editor at S&P Global Platts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oil has had quite the wild ride recently, and this is usually one of the biggest travel weekends of the year. What are we seeing in terms of oil prices now?
We've seen prices rebound quite a bit in the last couple of weeks from when they hit negative territory about a month ago. And this is on the expectations that production cuts from OPEC and several other countries, and then you have the U.S. also reining back production involuntarily just because of the economics of the price crash. And that has caused the impressions of a tightening of supply. And that is causing prices to go up. But there's a little bit of a fear that maybe the market's getting a little bit too ahead of itself. As you mentioned, this is supposed to be one of the biggest travel weekends of the year. But we're not seeing a lot of travel, obviously. And that's not just in the U.S., that's globally. So a lot of jet fuel demand is down. And a lot of gasoline demand is obviously down. So we're not out of the woods yet.
The drop-off in oil prices had a lot to do with the lockdowns and travel restrictions, but now all 50 states are engaged in some phase of reopening. What impact is that having so far?
We're seeing some slight upticks in demand in oil, but again, there's still a lot of empty seats on flights. Business travel hasn't returned in many ways. There's a lot of concerns in the oil industry about whether this is a permanent demand destruction for the oil market.
Herman Wang is a senior oil editor at S&P Global Platts. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Teenage unemployment is soaring to the highest level in decades, almost 32%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Some of the summer jobs teens rely on have dried up because of the coronavirus pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me with more on this. And Nancy, what types of jobs are we talking about here?
Retail, for one, Kimberly. In many states, clothing stores and malls are still closed. Also, restaurants, even if they're open, many are still only allowed to do takeout, so they're not hiring as many servers. Teens also rely on lifeguard jobs in the summer. Pools across the country that would normally open on Memorial Day weekend are closed, including the one in my neighborhood. We're told it might open July 4th, but as I keep telling my kids, there are no guarantees.
Right. And what about summer jobs programs? What's happening with them?
Well, some cities like Baltimore and Denver have cut the number of teens they'll hire for their summer jobs programs, and those jobs will be virtual. They'll be online. But New York City's summer youth employment program is suspended for the summer. And Kimberly, these are jobs for low-income teens who may be helping support their families right now.
Right, another level of struggle. What about summer internships? Are they an option this summer?
For some lucky students, they are. But again, many of them will only be online. There is good news. Some employers have committed to hiring their interns who are graduating from college. Citibank is offering its summer interns in New York, London, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Tokyo full-time jobs as long as they fulfill the requirements of the internship. Others will be considered for jobs based on what Citibank calls the needs of their local markets.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.
You're welcome.
Even when we aren't in the middle of a global pandemic, starting a new business can be challenging. And now, on top of the normal startup challenges, it's becoming harder and harder for businesses to find a name that hasn't been taken by another company. Any name, not even one that's a good fit. That's because the number of registered trademarks has been climbing steadily over the last decade, leaving few options available to companies trying to find a new one. KQED's Sam Harnett explains.
Andy Higgins never thought he'd have to compete with porn stars for a name.
No.
Higgins is CEO of IFG, a California company that develops fruit breeds. Higgins wanted to call a new grape Candy Charm, but that name already belonged to a porn star.
So now we're kind of Googling the porn industry as well when we get into the naming process.
Higgins Fruit Company has vied for names with toy manufacturers, e-cig companies, and vitamin makers. For help, he's turned to Zinzin, one of many naming companies. CEO Jay Jurisic has come up with all kinds of new names.
Eclair, Yonder, Clutch, Alloy, Oboe, Protagonist.
Jurisic says the internet and flood of startups objects have made naming hard for small businesses.
Now, not only is it like an auto body shop in one state competing with an auto body shop two states over for the same real estate online. Now, just to find a name, they're competing with tens of thousands of tech companies that are churning through names, you know, name after name after name.
According to the World Intellectual Property Organization, there were already almost 1 million trademarks for high-tech companies in 2018. That's more than double the number of entries Webster says it has in its entire dictionary.
People are very creatively searching for an answer to this problem, which is there's not enough unique combinations of letters in our lexicon.
Lyft, for instance, is spelled with a Y instead of an I, in part because an elevator company owned LIFT.com. David Plasek heads Lexicon Branding, another naming company. He says creative naming is nothing new.
The first thing I think of is Trix cereal.
The fruit flavor cereal, T-R-I-X, Trix. Some tricks.
Plasek says, in general, a company's name used to be far more connected to its products.
Long gone are the days of Craftsman tools or diehard batteries.
Now company names have to work as a website domain, in social media, and of course, they can't be in use by any porn stars. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.